It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, as I mentioned before when we were coming back, I got to tell you, it still remains the number one killer of men and women. It's heart disease. Yep, and guess what? Garlic, we've probably all heard, is wonderful for reducing things like what we know as our quote-unquote bad cholesterol, LDL. There's really no bad cholesterol. There just needs to be the appropriate ratio. But it also is great for keeping blood pressure in check and even fighting harmful bacteria. But here's the problem. Finding a convenient and effective fresh garlic supplement that actually works has been proven a challenge. But guess what? I've got a guest here that's going to help you and me guide us basically through the must-have features when we're talking about any garlic supplementation. Cheryl Myers, thanks so much for being here.
It is always a delight. Thanks for having me, Holly.
Yeah. Hey, if you take 30 seconds, will you just give me and the listeners just a brief background of you? Like, I know 30 seconds is a small time for your superlative credentials, but just give me a little bit of the texture.
You're too kind. I started my career on the other side of the fence in the mainstream medical world and was a graduate of Purdue University, which is an awesome university. Go Boilermakers. But it tended to be a titch on the black and white conservative side, especially when it came to other methods other than mainstream medical interventions for health. And so when I first graduated, I walked around the same way. Chiropractors are all quacks and nobody needs vitamins. All you need to do is eat healthy food. And so I had a lot of those same kind of rigid ideas. One of the only good things about getting a little bit older is that it sometimes broadens your horizons. And I was working as a pain control specialist in hospice care, which is end-stage care for the terminally ill. And my folks were asking me questions about everything. They were asking me about supplements. They were asking me about wacky diets and electronic devices, all of these things that, because they were no longer able to pursue mainstream medicine, they were trying to find a cure or at least something to help their symptoms. And I did see some people that actually did do better. I didn't see any miracle cures, but I saw some things that I think helped tremendously. But I also saw people get ripped off. And so it begs the question, how do you tell the difference between what could actually make a difference in people's health and those things out there that we know? We all know that there's charlatans out there selling people hope but delivering disappointment. So yeah. Be careful what questions you ask, because the next thing I knew, I was hook, line, and sinker right into the integrative medical world, which I believe is trying to weave together the best that both has to offer for optimal health.
Well, great. And so you're going to tell me the best about what we need to know about features for any garlic supplementation.
Absolutely. I work for a dietary supplement company, so I'll put that out there. It's a company called Europharma, and we do a lot of work with not just delivering dietary supplements, but examining how can they best yield up their most optimal benefits. So it's not just about what you put in the pill, but how that pill acts once it's in your body. And you know, how can you overcome some of the challenges to optimal utilization? Well, one of the most magnificent compounds in garlic, and I encourage you all to go out and eat garlic. I personally like the flavor of garlic. It's a wonderful, healthy food. In fact, garlic as a medicine might have been one of the first medicines. There are documents in ancient Egypt dating back almost 5,000 years that mention using garlic as a medicine. So we've known for a long time how powerful it can be. And one of the key compounds is called allicin. But weirdly enough, and you know this is almost a Halloween show, so we're all about the weird stories, there is no allicin in garlic. There's two compounds that are precursor compounds called alliine and an enzyme called alliinase. So when you have a clove of garlic sitting on your shelf, it doesn't smell like anything. But if you start to dice it or crush it or use a mortar and pestle, it just all of a sudden you get this wafting aroma of garlic. If you get a little bit of the juice on your fingertip and you rub your eye, look out because it's going to sting. So it's a very highly concentrated volatile oil, and everybody cannot miss that distinctive garlic odor. That's allicin. So the precursors to allicin exist in garlic. The problem is, like most volatile substances, allicin doesn't hang around very long, and allicin gets destroyed in the gastrointestinal tract to some extent. So yes, eating fresh garlic is awesome. Chop it up and put it in your Caesar salad dressing, but you are going to lose some of the effectiveness after its exposure to gastrointestinal acid. So one of the things that our company is working with, a company in Switzerland, to have a garlic product that keeps the alliine and the alliinase separate, and it's enteric-coated so that the two compounds don't come together until they get into your intestinal tract. So they completely bypass all of that acid exposure. And so when I'm talking to customers, when I'm out on the road and I'm doing educational events, I say, listen, it's just like the bride and the groom. You keep bride and groom separate until the wedding night. And so they go on their honeymoon, and when they reach their destination, which in this case happens to be the small intestines, all of a sudden they come together and they create a beautiful little baby named Allison. So that Allison is created right there where, before it all vapors away, right there where it can be absorbed and utilized. As you mentioned before, garlic is amazing for cholesterol balance and for heart health. It is also great for the immune system. It actually has some very direct antibacterial and antiviral capabilities, and it is also been studied. There's many, many hundreds of studies looking at how garlic helps to prevent cancer and helps people who have cancer. So right. It works in such a broad variety of ways in the body that, I mean, it's almost hard to pinpoint, what do you take garlic for? Well, what don't you take garlic for? It can be really, really useful. So our product is called Garlamed, and it delivers the equivalent of 4 cloves of crushed garlic in one single small enteric-coated tablet.
Well, and you're talking about one of my favorite things, which is when it comes to natural supplements, and for me as an naturopathic doctor, I want them to have more than a label claim, because the label can say, obviously, garlic is sort of a viral, buzzy, medicinal, natural term that people are aware of. They go to the store, okay, garlic on the label, there it is, take it, is it doing anything? We want to encourage people to understand and be aware of products that actually contain what I call a body claim, right? So that, as you say, when they take it, those active components that deliver the medicinal effects, and in this case, the cholesterol balancing, the heart healthy benefits, the body can actually take benefit from that instead of just somebody's pocketbook actually being, you know, as you said, as in your earlier stages of your career, you wanted to protect people from that. And so this is the kind of conversations that I love. I think it's so important that we continue to educate in this way.
You know, I appreciate you saying that, because a very smart man one time said, the most expensive natural medicine or the most expensive dietary supplement you will ever buy is the one that does absolutely nothing for you. And unfortunately, yeah. You are right. There are a lot of claims out there on the label. People see the word garlic and they think it's all created equal. Nothing could be further from the truth. It takes a lot of intelligent designing to make sure that, number one, the nutrients that are going to be most useful for you are protected even before you buy it. And number two, are created in such a way that they are going to yield up their benefits in the most optimal fashion.
Well, there you have it. Well, all right. And I love, you know, the bride and groom story. I mean, it's perfect because what you're talking about too. So it's kind of like having that fresh clove of garlic. And until you get it home on the chopping block where you're preparing dinner, you know, and you're either mortar and pestling it or you're smashing it. It's kind of like your intestines become the preparation, the chopping block. That's when you take a nice enteric coated protected garlic supplement. Your intestines become that place where you're kind of actually making dinner down there, I guess.
In an odd way, but yes, absolutely. And that's why you get such amazing benefits, and why you only have to take a single tablet per day, is because you're getting that highly concentrated amount of what they call Allison yield. Now, another benefit from enteric coating means that this does not open up in your stomach. Since it doesn't open up in your stomach, every now and then, if you're a person who has a real sensitive stomach and you take a big bodacious garlic dose on an empty stomach, it could upset your stomach a little bit. Never going to happen with this because it doesn't open in your stomach. The second thing is, if it opens in your stomach, sometimes you have a little bit of garlic breath. With this, you'll never have any garlic breath because it doesn't open up in your stomach.
Okay, so we're talking about a supplement called Garlamed. Garlamed. And all right, so remind me the bride and the groom's name.
Alanine and Alanase.
There you go. Alanine and Alanase have Allison. And that means that you have LDL cholesterol balancing and good heart loveliness with a garlic supplement that actually has a body claim. So thanks so much for listening. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille on Radio MD and RadioMD.com.